This episode of Late Night with Ed Money is brought to you in part by Ziggy's Pub and Restaurant, located in downtown Amherst. And if you're local to them, dial for carryout at 440-985-FOOD. Or go to their website, which is ziggyspubandrestaurant.com. If it's a sporting event that you want to see, don't forget your sunglasses, because they have so many 4K TVs, it'll burn your retinas. So go to Ziggy's Pub and Restaurant in downtown Amherst.
We hope you're enjoying your visit here this evening. Now, on with the show.
I'll make it go away. Oh, my bad. You gotta start
going away. Of despair.
Warning, what you're about to hear is an adult show. You'll hear anecdotal stories and humorous situations meant for adults. In essence, kids, don't listen or try this at home. Everything you're about to hear is done by drunk, trained professionals. Now enjoy the show.
Deep within the pit of despair, balls of Christ, dude.
This is Officer Rodney Farva. You listen to the hottest show on the net, Late Night with Ed Money.
Hi.
Do one time. Why, hello, my friend Joseph.
I said hi.
You listen to Late Night with Ed Money here on the website, LateNightWithEdMoney.com, where it's real people have real conversations about life. I want to thank all the audience members for like, share, subscribe, check out the music, Guy Arthur at the end. It's Runaway. We're going to be leaving you with that. Thank you for all the people that you reach out to, going to the places we mentioned, like Ziggy's Pub and Restaurant, all the other things that we ever mentioned. We're going to mention these people that we went to La Plaza behind us today, Chucky and I did. And if we mentioned Muscle Vodka, anything else, again, thank you. Go ahead. You're going to say something?
I was going to say Muscle Vodka, but you already did. Thanks.
That's right.
Ed.
Check us out. Again, Google Late Night with Ed Money on any media source. You can pretty much carry us and listen to us in your car any way you want. You're always listening to myself, Ed Money. Right over here is CPAP Chuck. What's up?
Those tacos made me a little gassy.
It was a deep one.
That came from the...
And last one, you can hear him, but you cannot see him, is the monk!
What's going on, everybody?
Again, audience, thank you for just checking us out, telling two people. Again, two people. That makes a world of a difference when you like...
But only if they tell two people.
Yes.
And then so on, and so on.
It does. It leads to the new algorithm that's out there. YouTube has been a little sketchy. Rumble is going great, and BitChute. So thank you for checking alternative sources, because I know...
And everybody that's on the non-video sites that listen, listen
Spotify.
To us.
Spotify.
That's the real way to do it.
Spotify. So I want to give a shout out to Mr. Terrible and Doug, my buddy.
Beth Dick.
Oh, the Dicks.
They're all Dicks. Big Sean.
Dick.
And Pete.
Dick.
But yeah, you can hear us on Spotify. Again, we're back on iHeart, Amazon Prime, any of the major ones. We're there, so thank you, thank you, thank you. I did, real quick, I know on a past couple shows got ragged on because what it is, for the audience out there, the reason...
Is you're terrible at dating?
Well, no, I am. I got a whole dating thing.
Oh, you do?
I didn't
okay.
go on a date, but there's a reason why I have.
Oh, I want to hear this excuse.
There is. That
because you suck at dating.
This is not... I probably do suck at dating. This is a total side thing, is that I got, not ragged on, got questioned why I drink 99-cent beer. And it's not that I drink 99...
Who asked you that?
I got a DM. Someone sent me a DM and said, you know, is it real? Because there was one show...
You want to show them the top of a beer can? I just sat down and saw a beer can. It said 99 cents right on the top.
I got one right here on my... Let me go to Chuck's camera. Right here, there's a tag. It's
99 cents.
Well, the reason
bargain closeout.
That's for a six pack.
No, the reason is I go to
fell out of a train.
This little town and country store and get lottery stuff like that, and they have beer and wine section.
So is it their beer that's like end of season? It's like seasonal beer.
It's seasonal beer, and they also have stuff that isn't selling.
The cans are dented. Bulging,
dude.
Bulging lids.
They come with a free can of bulging corn.
The tab was popped open, so they just put a piece of tape over it.
No good. Put some salt in it; it'll fizz.
Look at you laughing at the two. No, that what happened. So that and CPAP says, he goes, "You're buying their inventory one can at a time."
Yep.
And what it is, they'll put it on there for 99 cents, and I like.
It's called a road pop.
I get to try. Well, yeah, I get to try stuff that I've never had before,
and you couldn't afford
for right because
because some of it's $1.50 a can.
No, no, dude, some of these crazy. If you buy a four pack of some of
these
beers,
$11.
It's $14 now for a four.
Thank God,
vodka. Yeah, dude, some of these crazy stuff that out there. Like if you get Christmas ale during the season for the audience out there, so I get to try these, but it made me think. So I get it for $1. No big deal. Some of them I like, and I'll go in there back and I'll buy
rest of it.
The rest of it.
Here comes old $1 Eddie. How many you got there, Ed? We need the cash register for this.
Think about this. When in your lifetime can you buy 20 craft beers for $20? You can't.
Who would?
Yeah, I was going with the why would you want to?
He stopped halfway through. Monk just stopped halfway through.
Who would? Nobody.
Yeah, they would. It's
well, I guess. Well, you can't have a man bun either, so.
Right. Some of it's good.
He does have a man bun. It's halfway down his back, though.
But,
we thought it was a mole. It's a man bun.
It's one big mole.
Oh, hearing it's in one of those bad rubber bands that they use for a knot for like this when you're doing like money. And you.
Yeah.
It says Spalding on the side of it.
See, it made me think, though. Dude, there was one time. Was it the last show not the last show Becky was on, the lovely Becky. It's a show before it, where it was $1. She said she saw that I was drinking $1 beer, and it was just terrible. And she goes, I'll pay you $1 not to drink it.
Yeah, because he was trying to whoop this $1 beer down that was absolutely heinous.
Right.
Here's the thing. And we're like, just dump it out. It was $1. And he's like, I can do it.
It just made me, do you know what made me think about was, I don't know why I thought, there was one time I went to a random tasting and you were there. Remember?
Oh, it was, yeah.
At the party shop or something.
Yeah, I drank a sample of this beer.
Every night was a random tasting at the party shop. You go down that basement and buy a bottle of wine.
No, this was actually a beer tasting.
Yeah.
They would crack open a bottle down there and we would just sit down there and, hey, try this one. I think this is a goddamn good store.
They had a distributor or something.
Yeah,
there,
the distributor.
Oh, okay, a real one.
I pissed off the one so bad.
Here's the thing. Just thinking about that.
Because I told him it was his beer, right? And it was for the Christmas beers.
This
guy came in, and he's like, try this one. It's a smoky flavor. I told him, stop the whole thing. I go, this tastes like a burning log and vomit. And he didn't know what to say.
There was, during that tasting for the audience, and it was, I just think you were.
He wasn't ready to be a guest.
I think I just saw you.
Yeah, you just
there.
Happened to roll
it
in.
Happened to roll in there. It was you,
Dan Abraham.
Dan, yeah, the construction Dan with the bald Dan. There was a couple other people. Was Cribs there with you or something?
Might have been Cribs.
Was there with you. And so you guys said, hey, sit at the table with us. So I said, okay. And dude, there was one beer. I think the whole table at one time, because he starts naming all these flavor profiles.
All the profiles of this beer, and we're like,
is beer one of those profiles?
It was not.
Damn it.
It was horrible.
There was one beer that I swear to you, do you remember? It tasted like bile. Like you went.
That's what I said. It tastes like vomit and a burning log. It was horrible. And I told the guy that and he got pissed off.
Got a smoky aftertaste.
No, it had a biley aftertaste.
This bile.
A little.
This bile has a smoky aftertaste to it.
Yeah, he's like, it's got a smoky flavor, blah, blah, blah.
Right.
No, it doesn't. It's horrible.
Dude, it's
a little smoky in the front.
And a little vomity hoppy in the back.
Vomity hoppy? Just a pinch. Just a pinch.
It was horrible.
There's a slight aftertaste, sir.
Yeah.
It's a little biley.
I'm like, let me put this bottle on a tube so I can beat you over the head with it, sir.
I think we liked maybe one.
Yeah, the rest. Matter of fact, the one guy at our table went downstairs and got a PBR.
He did.
Came back up just so he could sit at the table with us and continue the rest of it.
Yeah, he had to cleanse his palate in between the other ones.
Monkey did. He honestly, that was Dan. He went down there. He got a beer, brought it up, and was sitting there. And he's like, "This is just the beer."
You know, like you have to eat a piece of cheese in between tasting wines and shit. You know, or eat a grape or something so you taste the next one. And
real quick,
I'm gonna take a hit of some PBR so I can taste the next nasty beer.
PBR is your palate cleanser.
It's also a colon cleanser.
Wait. There's a couple things. Before the audience out there, too, again, thank you for all the people that take a chance all over the years. This was show 700, which he pointed out.
700!
For the audience out there, all over the years, we've had strip clubs. Do you remember when we had that strip club in Florida?
We did. We had a sponsor that was a strip club.
Yeah, he kept giving us money, and we would
virtually tip the dancers. Money would shoot out of a money cannon onto the dancers who were dancing live.
Yeah, dancing live.
On the internet.
Yeah, and we could see it. That was during the days.
We got so cheap, we'd like do $1 at a time.
Bink. And we made him wave to us.
Oh, yeah.
He would wave during the show. Like, oh, God.
That's good.
Topless girl showing her sniz. Yeah, and here's a dollar.
We did. Yeah, Monk. We that was years ago. I had that that bar that they gave us virtual money and we would tip them live. But I want this one. Excuse me. I want to, again, thank Allstate, which now I know they're working on the link. I talked to the web guy again. He says, yep, we're doing it. We already talked to him. They're just waiting for the corporate logo to get from Andrew Grizzle. He's out of the North Ridgeville, Ohio office. If you dial 440-327-8744, tell Andrew, hey, look, just get a quote. It can't hurt. He's Allstate. Maybe you have Allstate and you moved to the area and you're looking for a local rep, or he's young, he's handsome, he's aggressive. And so if you've got like State Farm, you've got any of the other ones that are a nothing compared to Allstate, you want to get a hold of him and maybe he can save, where's it going to happen? He save you some money. So check him out, call him up.
And if you can't, nothing lost.
Nothing, you're right, nothing hurt out of a phone call. It can't hurt you for a phone, and he'll quote you for free. You know, that's another thing. Dude,
I won't charge you for that phone call. It's free.
Not a lawyer.
I've had, right, not saying lawyer, not that I've contacted people like, say, tree service that.
Yeah, 1-800 or 1-900s and.
No, and they want to charge you to come.
I know. That's why he only calls 1-800s now.
To come out and give you a quote. I've had people at the tree company.
Why? Because gas is $4 a gallon?
They said, hey.
Thanks, government. I don't care which side of the fence you're on with this government. $4 a gallon, really, right. Dude?
You know, it's 40, 50 cents different every 3 days.
Yeah.
I know.
And though, mind you, we're in Ohio where they could change.
As you're pumping.
Yeah. They could change how much it costs per gallon, like a couple times a day, where I have friends.
Just like the Wendy's menu.
No, we can't afford to go there anymore.
Well, no, you can, but you got to go like an hour before lunch.
But I know in certain states, they can only change their gas prices once a week.
On Tuesdays or Thursdays.
Whatever.
Not here.
Yeah, no, here it's. Top of the hour, let's change it.
They do. It's terrible.
Stucky, put your mop bucket down and go get the letters and change the gas prices, would you?
Yes.
He's gonna hump. He's gonna hump, and everything you see comes on.
Yes, master.
I will change the gas price.
Are we going up or are we going down today?
There's a couple things I want to get on here. One, you before the mics came on, that in fact we went to real quick. We went to that right behind me is La Plaza. They aren't a sponsor of the show. Trying to talk to them to work on them.
They don't understand a word you're saying.
It's Cleveland Taco Week.
Yes. Yeah.
And everybody has specials. And La Plaza's special was you get three tacos
and
a homemade hibiscus tea.
Yeah, with it, it's a aqua Jamaica.
That's, I don't know. That's hibiscus tea.
Yeah, it's a bit. Yeah. Well, not necessarily.
They're not a sponsor either. So just say hibiscus tea.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah.
It was amazing.
Yeah, it was really good. And you can get chicken, shredded beef, a barbacoa, all these different types.
Whatever meat you want. Or even cactus.
Oh, God. Listen, wait. We'll touch on this. So, yeah, they're not a sponsor. But
we just thought we'd try the three tacos for $10 special.
Reach out to them, audience, or go there, La Plaza. Say, hey, you heard about them on the show. You ought to sponsor the show. And it's right. The calendar.
See.
I got two of them. I got a male and a female.
And it's real deal Mexican. It's not like American.
Yeah, no, this is real stuff.
Is Care of Monk, and then the cowboy, the rancherero, or whatever the
cowboy,
the cowboy,
the El Cowboyo.
The El Cowboyo was from CPAP. So we went there. Yeah, right, dude. First of all, we got the three taco deal. I got you gave me this book. Because the first thing the guy asked, I said, can you get a beer with it? He says, yeah. I said, do you have Dos Equis? And he just looks at me and he goes, yeah. And I said, okay, because he said it doesn't come with the deal, but there's an upcharge.
Right.
And I said, I'm fine with it. So I ask him, is it Dos Aqui or Dos Equis?
What does the commercial say, Ed? What does the commercial say? I'm pretty sure they'll do their homework before they put a national television commercial out.
I'm laughing at this music that he just played. So anyways, you get the maracas or something?
No, those little
maracas.
Okay, yeah, whatever they are.
Castanets.
Thank you. Castanets. So, yeah, so we get this.
I got three tacos and some hibiscus tea rolling through me right now. So
we get it, and I asked the guy, and I got some to go. I got a tostada for my mom and a taco for my mom to go. So he says, well, the deal comes with this tea. And I said, can I substitute the beer at upcharge? And, you know, he's like, see. You know, so like, but I still got the tea.
Yeah, so you still went back and got the tea.
I still went and got the tea with this. So this is the best part. So he says you go down, you just get the meat on the shell.
Yeah, and then you go to the Fixin's bar.
Which you had to tell me. He says, oh, Ed, I'm telling you, by the way, Mexican tacos are smaller.
But they're full.
Little street tacos.
Yeah, but
they're full as fuck.
I like the little.
Oh, yeah.
It's a double tortilla.
Yeah.
But it seems fluffy and it doesn't seem doughy. You know what I mean?
Oh, unlike you. Old doughy Ed Money. Keep up those 2-minute workouts, Ed.
It's what I don't have in my wallet. Yeah. I'm non-doughy. Right. So we went and we went in there. Now, this is the funny part is it doesn't come. He said, hey, you get the salad stuff on your stuff. They have a salad bar.
But it's got like a bunch of different salsas and jalapenos and whatever.
Chuck goes. Oh God!
I fucking nailed it.
You did. You nailed it. Perfect. I felt like I was in La Plaza again.
Yeah.
So he goes in there and Chuck gets us a seat. So I said, okay, and I go over and sit at the seat with my beer, and I'm looking, and he comes back. Okay, you can get several types of
different salsa.
Salsa.
Well, what's the hot sauce? Is it a hot sauce? What do you call it?
Well, I got pico. I had salsa.
Pico de gallo, right?
I had the smoked salsa. I had the chipotle.
wait.
Chipotle mayo.
Right. So
some of those are pretty flaming, too.
Wait.
Raging.
Wait a minute.
Well.
So whatever. Well. I go, hey, I went and got some pico de gallo. That's the
He got like ketchup. And
y ahora, niños, después de la escuela,
What else? Like you, yeah, I think you just got like ketchup.
I did, but you got, did you get cilantro?
Yeah, I got cilantro also.
Are you a big cilantro guy? I was going to...
Well, did you see how much I put on my tacos? Yes, I am.
Doesn't it taste so...
Like a bale of hay.
Tastes like cilantro.
Cilantro tastes so... I never got the soapy hit off that. A lot of people have said that.
They never got that.
It has a...
We used to do a lot of opium back in the old days, and there was no soap to cilantro.
No. Mm-mm.
Opium?
Everything's going to be under 15 seconds so Ed doesn't get hit for anything.
So you get that, and this is the best thing. So he gets it, and I got barbacoa. You got the chicken.
Yeah, I got the chicken.
And I got the barbacoa. So I said, okay, I'm going to try, you know, barbacoa. So I get what I think is the mild, but it was did you get that at first or no?
No, I went straight for that smoked salsa.
He sits at the table.
And I had a lot of it.
He sits.
And I'm like, it looks good.
Right, wait. No, he sits down. And it was this salt. First, there's regular salsa, which is the pico de gallo is like bright red. You use color.
No, pico's pico. Salsa, salsa. Two different animals.
Okay, well, whatever the one with onions. They both, but one is.
The chunky chunk one, that's pico.
Yeah, okay, yeah. Pico. It had that, and then I got what I thought was a mild, and it was like everything ground up with a little bit of pepper in there or something. And so that was hot. And then Chuck brings over this little container that's brown.
It's dark.
Oh, that's good.
It is dark. I'll give it a whirl.
That's what he said. He goes, I'll try it. And I had the guac, too. I got the guac. That was good. So I said, dude, man, you might want to try it before you do it. And he
I dipped my knife in it. I put that said knife on my tongue.
He dips it in the knife. He licked the thing and the look, like his eyes kind of bulgy, and he goes, and he slides the thing away from
this is really hot, Ed.
Try this, Ed. It's good.
They go, what's it taste like? And he says, a log.
But here's the but.
A log.
But I ended up putting some on one of my tacos.
Right, which I can't believe you did.
Which changed the whole flavor of that salsa.
That's incredible.
Right.
Yeah, I put it on there, I'm like, wow, this is really good. Still fucking hot, though. Holy shit. I was done with eating it, like, 10 minutes. We're sitting there talking, and my nose is still running.
Right, it was.
I'm like, don't mind me, Ed. I was about to do the nose Dremel, where you cone it up and stick the napkin up your nose.
Dude, I'm glad I didn't get any. If it was that hot.
It was hot.
Yeah, I'm glad. Because the other one was hot.
It was really good, though.
That mild usually wasn't. Because last time when we got the burrito.
That's usually hot enough for you.
Right, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Well, you're a tender little morsel.
Here's the thing. I like hot. This is where I was going to eat. I like.
Ed, you said the tomatoes in my garden were hot.
They do. Listen.
You are insane.
Crossbreeds like the Scotch bonnet with cherry tomatoes.
No.
Dude, I'm telling you, you can bite into his tomato and it tastes like a green pepper. He's the Willy Wonka-ing things over there. His snozzberries taste
and the snozzberries taste like snozzberries.
It does. His whole garden. He has his whole garden in the area of this table, and he's got everything, a watermelon.
Right now, it's growing in the grow house down in the basement.
Yeah. It does. Yes, it's terrible. But so you get it. And I was like, God damn, I can't believe you ate that thing. And he ate so quick. And then, but
I'm still used to only getting X amount of time for lunch.
Right.
Right.
You just wolf it down.
Right.
But
the crazy. You want to have a couple spare minutes at the end of that 30 whopping minutes you have.
And then he got me. He was, you were on that hibiscus tea. Is it hibiscus or hibiscus?
I don't know. I always called it hibiscus.
Right. And so
it's delicious.
It was really unusual. I've never tried anything. Like, I've had, you know, raspberry peach.
Well, you've had Kool-Aid. Country Time lemonades. Some Snapple once. I think it might have been peach because you were living dangerous.
Crystal Light, you know.
Yeah, that yummy stuff.
Right. They actually made the hibiscus tea there. Yeah, they boiled the petals. And
right.
I even asked the girl. It was funny because Chuck's like, "You gotta go get it. You gotta get your weight."
So it was delicious.
So I go, I go. Well, I'll try. Okay, get it. So I go up there and I asked the girl. I said, "I'd try the hibiscus," and they had three different types there. But the one wasn't really a tea. She said it was more of a dessert. It was weird. It almost looked like milk with rice in it. You know what I mean?
Oh, you're on the front of your underwear?
That is a promo clip right there. 22 minutes and promo clip.
Okay.
I'm using.
Remember what I was saying? We're saving for a sound bank, so write down good ones.
Right. So I said, I go, look, man, you know, the again, it looked like rice with milk, and then they had another tea, and then this hibiscus,
which was
right there,
amazing.
So she said, yeah, it came with your meal, so did it, but it was super like a pinky kind of.
Yeah, it was it was the color of a hibiscus leaf.
A hibiscus flowers are red and pink, yeah. And
it was a
right
peachy ready fuchsia-y.
And the way it for the audience out there, go in there, tell them you heard about it on the show, and ask for this hibiscus tea. And it's not quite peach, not quite raspberry,
and not quite tea.
Right.
It was. It was like this weird flavor palette, but it was amazing.
Right.
It was carbonated.
Not oversweet.
Right.
But it almost not quite like cranberry.
Right. Because your brain tells you you want it, yes, to taste like cranberry, but it's not. Yes.
The worst thing, though, when we sit down at the, I swear, and it's almost like I'm psychic. Dude, I think I'm psychic.
No, that's psychotic.
Because so, I a lot of stuff's been happening ever since that damn eclipse. No, but so that was, go ahead. What are
well,
you
first,
be,
let, before we move on, we're getting the tea, and the girl at the counter is like, you know, this. They say it's really good for inflammation and
yeah, bloating
and constipation. Now, I don't have a gallbladder. So as soon as I take my first...
None of us do, so that's good.
They start the clock. And old, let me milk my meal, Ed.
Right.
You mind if I just sip this one little sip at a time? He was drinking through a swizzle stick.
But this is what I'm going to say. Is I get the timer going. I get my drink. I set it down in front of Chuck. I swear to you, this is where I'm psyched, because I set it at the table. I get my straw, and I come over, and as soon as I go to put it in, the straw goes,
and he missed the X in the lid, so his straw just bent in half and split.
So I said, you know, I'm going to try and use it. Have you ever tried to use
a broken straw?
A broken straw, and it goes, and it sucks in the air, and nothing goes up the straw. That's what I was like, God damn it. You just, because it went, you thought it was going to.
I was like, sleepless. That's exactly what it was. He's over there trying. I'm like, hey, Ed, the straws are free. Go get another one.
Duct tape it up.
You guys got any tape? I broke my straw. Never mind. I'll just use some of this firehouse smoked salsa shit
and weld it shut. So I did. I got another straw. But it did. Here's the funny part, is the flavor lasts about 1.5 seconds and then goes away. It wasn't like
it was it was just a weird, but it was delicious.
Yeah, it was really good. So you gotta try that out. Again, I just I wanted to bring him, not even was one of our subjects, but I wanted to talk about, because it was just good food, great food there. And a tostada, I'm shocked. You can't get tostadas anywhere anymore. And now they have tostada, which is basically it's like you took a shell.
They have them everywhere.
No, they don't. I've tried. Taco Bell don't have them.
Taco Bell barely has tacos anymore. We're removing some of your favorites from our menu. No more of those pizzas you like so much. But we're going to bring them back limited time, so we get a rush.
It's like the McRib.
Oh, I love the McRibs.
Did you?
Yes.
Got to be kidding
me.
Fuck
yeah, they had onions and pickles. I loved the McRibs.
That was the most congealed.
I ate the shit out of those when I was young.
Did you?
Oh, yeah.
A McRib.
The motherfucking McRib at McDonald's.
Because they said...
Because I can't eat McDonald's anymore, but...
Right. Someone said that they... Well, more than one person, multiple people said the McRib changed somewhere in the process. Like it went... It used to look like...
Looked like a slab of ribs. Now what's it look like?
It's just like a fillet of fish kind of thing.
In rib form.
Look at the look in your... The ribs in square form. It's like they just squished it.
It's like SpongeBob rib pants.
Right. It's just... Did you really like...
It's a ribby patty.
did you? The rib
I loved them.
I could not.
There was
so
a girl that I dated
terrible,
this years and years ago. Mind you, I've been married 30 years, so this is a long time ago. And she lived right by the McDonald's that never got rid of them. You know what I mean? You know how they take them and bring them back? This one never did. I'd be like,
they made their own.
Yeah. I don't know what it was, but it was delicious.
Do you think? I just can't believe you ate them. Because it was so, to me, it felt rubbery. It felt fake.
You know what? It was rib meat.
What's it?
I don't know what animal this.
What kind of rib?
Right. I think it was fish, like fish rib.
It better not have been condom ribs.
That's why it was rubbery.
I'd be mad as fuck if I find out I was eating Trojans.
It was squishy.
The beef flavor never caught on, so they just made them into McRibs. You know, they have those like spearmint condoms in that. We got a beef one here if anybody wants to try it. No? Hey, McDonald's!
Here's some kid in the back room with a Lolita. He's sniffing. One more order again!
Please do away with the ribs.
That's the reason why they had to do too many carpal tunnel people from sniffing the.
Oh, they had old Edward Wiener hands back there. Edward, you got those scissors.
I'm all donged. Donged, all hanging on my finger.
Why is he always sucking his thumb? That ain't a thumb.
And that ain't a thumb. And that ain't mayo.
Need a bigger mouth.
You're going to need a bigger foam container. Oh, dude. Yeah.
You want to talk about the sperm
yes.
clinic?
Yeah.
Or do we want to talk about, we have two subjects, the sperm clinic and you eating your own jizz. It's written down right here.
You
at the sperm clinic. They got pissed because you're cutting into their profits.
That's because you wrote it down.
You know what? It might be true.
From now on, I want Chuck to send me the show notes. His are better than yours.
I really did write it down.
Oh, I believe you did. I used to sit there right next to you. I know what gets written down.
No, so see, anyhow, what it is he asked me about dating when we were eating our tacos. And the thing is,
I'm like, Ed, are you still a loser? Did you finally get a date?
Here's
recently, I mean, a human date.
Recently. I will honestly tell you, I'm glad I'm at a point right now because of recent, not political atmosphere, whatever's happening in our world. I'm glad I'm not dating, dude. Listen to this.
Why?
This story.
So
I'm
you can
tell
go
you.
Through this by yourself.
Yes.
Fair enough.
I would rather that. Than
you bought a new pillow. It's like a perfect stranger.
The buckwheat pillow.
An anatomically correct pillow.
Not just a cheap one from.
Why does your pillow take air? It's my new pillow, Mom. Isn't she pretty?
Isn't she colored Dorothy? No. What happened was, this is why dating is so difficult, and I don't.
Wish it upon anybody.
Wish it upon anybody. It is. It's dating is horrendous.
I'm sure I'd be
and
terrible at
women.
It.
Are psychotic, and to prove this, I know I have psychopathic tendencies. I have phobias that are that I have to overcome, and
you have tendencies.
Well, you're that, and you're set in your ways. You're 59?
No, yeah, well, I'm
59, 60, somewhere in there. You're set in your ways. You
I'm
really sorry. Are,
dude.
You don't have time for bullshittery.
Bingo. That's it, dude. It's almost like. I would like to, like, you meet someone, you go, let's go to lunch. We talk for a little bit. You like me? Yeah, you like me? Great. Let's have sex, and we're a couple. It's done. It's done.
It doesn't work like that.
I know it doesn't
work.
Because you got all that other
little hidden flags pop out eventually.
I agree.
With you.
I agree.
It's going to take a while to mold some young woman into the weirdness that you are. That doesn't come right out of the box, Ed.
Yeah, that's
you're going to have to nurture that weirdness.
MIB.
No.
So this is a story because of this story that I was going to tell. I was started to tell you. And I'm like, I can't talk. I'm going to wait till the show.
That's the thing with our conversations.
I know
we get a sentence out and we're like, shut up. Save it for the show.
Write it down. Stop. No.
Anyhow,
right. So what happened was this is why dating. Drives my brother, my younger brother. This will connect.
Okay.
My younger brother, you know, he's going through a little bit of some financial difficulties and stuff.
Okay.
He's just my younger brother's my younger brother. All right.
Good. Really?
He's a really good. He has a great heart, and this is not an. He isn't a part of the subject. It's just, but he's. So if anybody out there knows my younger brother, he would give you the shirt off his back, but sometimes he can't realize you need the shirt. Does that make any sense? You know, he's a good guy.
Yeah,
he just likes to take his shirt off.
He did.
Check out my pecs.
God damn it! Yeah, he was always muscular and stuff, and handsome. He's a handsome. But he was giving plasma and stuff like that.
Donating plasma. That's good money.
Yeah. 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 He gets.
That would be like a part-time job for you.
Dude, not a joke.
$35 a pop.
No.
$35 your first.
Go up.
No.
He gets. Dude, I swear to you.
It's $35 your first visit, and then it goes up.
It goes up. Oh, after they check out, make sure you're clean.
Close to $70.
He donates. He's getting, not a joke, damn near
$4,000 a month.
Damn near almost a grand a month.
Dad, why aren't you doing this part-time job?
Well, it wipes you out.
You're not
what? Doing it's you're not wiped like out all day anyhow. What's the difference?
Yeah.
I wouldn't be able to do stuff. You know?
Right, yeah. Well, do it once a week then.
I'm thinking about it. You know, because well,
donate sperm then.
No, there's a reason why.
Okay.
There's a real.
It pays really well.
This is the story that I was going to tell you at the table. This is the dating. Who would think this? This woman, this is a real story. You can look this up. This is why the world is crazy. You know, some guys, they donate sperm.
Yeah. That's a great part-time job.
And it's dude.
Especially if you got a lot of time on your hand.
You get paid and you got a smile on your face.
Yep.
Because especially unvaccinated loads are going for a lot of money.
Yeah.
I've looked
Oh my God.
I've looked into it. That's not a joke.
Okay.
So, however, there was a lesbian couple that
donating.
They went to a sperm bank.
So they can have a kid.
Got a donation. She got IV in vitro. That was a big load.
Yeah.
So she got it done, got the baby. Things became financially difficult, realizing once she had the child, this is a real story, look it up. She realizing you have a child, it's expensive.
Right.
So she went and befriended some people at the clinic, all right, that they got their sperm from. Then she found out because her friend did the illegal thing of looking through the files, found the donor, and then got her that information. She then found through Facebook and everything the friends of this person and sent all of them their
baby
photos saying, I'm pregnant, here's the baby, blah, 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 till finally she got a hold of this guy. And took him to court. And now gets child support.
How can she get child support from an anonymous donor who wasn't supposed to be found out in the first place?
The last TikTok video she made, she said, the child would not be here if he would not have donated. And I thought, you have got... First of all, shame on the lawyer that took the case. Yeah. Shame on the judge that allowed it to go through. Right. If it was in trial, shame on the jury that agreed with this woman. And shame on her for even taking it to court. That's why it's called anonymous in vitro. You know, you're going there. But to think... And you brought up the thing of saying... 23andMe?
Yeah, 23andMe. Dude, that's breaking up some families.
Listen to this story.
People are finding out that they have siblings.
Yes.
Well, not even that. All that data is getting put into giant databases because you know who the woman that started that is? She's like the wife of the guy from Google or something.
No way. Are you serious?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. She's...
I don't know anything about that. All I know is
people look it up
that their dad or mom stepped out.
Oh, a lot of them are finding people. Yeah.
You guys. So what they're tracking.
Oh, by the way.
No, it'll show if you have a match. Like it'll say like.
Wait, of other people that.
Yeah. That
23.
Yeah. That kid, they'll be like everything matches up enough to where this is your half sibling.
You got to be.
Yeah. Funny. Yeah. True story.
What if you found out that. What if you found out you could be an
married to your half sibling? Wouldn't that be like, whoa, no.
I'll bet that happened.
Oh, sure.
I'll bet that they found out that they were, you know, maybe they were both adopted.
Boy, they've been together so long, they look alike.
Well, there's more to the story. Ladies and gentlemen, 23andMe. You guys are related.
What if you found out your spouse had the chromosome you didn't think
right
was supposed to be there? Oh, no!
Didn't they say that's the reason? Wait, what?
She pee standing up! She pee standing up!
Oh, my God, Bachelor Party. Great movie.
Didn't they say that there was in the royal family, not the royals that are there now, but in the past royal families, that
well, that's the same family, isn't it? It only goes back 9 million years.
Yeah, I thought it was all the same.
Because they had a thing called a Habsburg chin. That's because they were inbreeding so much because royals didn't want
to. Is the chin like real long? Like, yeah, like
they,
a moon?
They call it, it was a recessive gene. Was this particular chin that caught, and then they ended up, you know, where they had speech impediments and stuff because it was a long, like, madam, remember the
oh, madam puppet.
Madam puppet chin, where it's called a Habsburg chin, which
I've
is a real thing.
I've never heard
of that. Yes. If you look it up, that's a real thing too. That it was specific to the royals because.
I'm more interested in a speech impediment.
Yeah. Seriously, here comes the queen. Rise.
Well, wait. I can understand. The reason is that they would.
Chin weighs so much that it caused them to.
No, it would. You know, when you inbreed, it's like making copies of copies of copies.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And so the gene, recessive genes become more dominant. And they did it because they didn't want to share the money.
Or the bloodlines.
Or the blood. Yeah, they didn't want. Like, who was the most recent? Was it. Look what happened with Meghan Markle with that whole debacle married the one and it destroyed the whole royal family. Yeah. And look what happened to Princess Diana. Wasn't she like a school teacher? And they brought her in, and then all of a sudden.
And then they took her out. Somebody did.
Headshot.
Do you think those conspiracies with the royal
Who
family
knows?
Are real?
That's their problems
do
over there.
Do you follow
there.
Any of that, or no?
No, I read things, and I'm like, anything's possible these days. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Whether they're true or not, anything could happen. I mean, literally, you could actually find a girlfriend and have sex. In the next 5 years, whether you believe it or not, maybe. My bad. I guess I stand corrected.
Wait a minute. You're talking about me.
Exactly.
Access denied.
But because of how crazy that is, dude, I don't want, I, you know.
Yeah, you could like have sex with a chick and find out she's related to you.
Well, that is the
oh. Well, I'm like, you know your sisters, and they already broke up with you, so.
That wouldn't bother me so much as the fact that, you know.
They break up with him all the time. He's used to it.
Yeah. Ed is the recessive gene.
I'm all the recessive genes that have
made one big ball
with a mole on my back.
That's your man bun halfway down your back.
It's funny because it's true. Oh God! But yeah, I wanted to say that because, dude, when I heard that story, I thought, you know, there's guys like you said that donate and to think I wouldn't do that ever because if this case sets precedent,
right?
And they uphold, like, I don't know if it's going to. I haven't read enough to see if it went to the Supreme Court,
right? Well, there's somebody that dude's obviously going to be able to fight it, but now they know who he is, so
right. Right. And
they could literally camp out on his doorstep every day and make his life miserable.
Well, right. And not only that, the way the internet is, dude, this every other donor would go, how about new? You know, and then all of a sudden the sperm.
Hopefully one of them's a hacker and they destroy the database.
Dude, this is when you need anonymous. Every day you pray.
Please let him destroy the sperm donor databases.
What do they do? Take all the vials and then they just
mix them up. Abracapocus. Go ahead, get an eyedropper. Good luck.
See what everybody looks the same from that place. They've got one eye on the side of their head.
They all look like the chick from Futurama. One big eye. They all have to go as Paul Stanley for Halloween. They can't do the other ones because He's the only one with one star, and that's it.
Because, I mean, really, did you ever see, what episode was it where he knocked over? I think it was Family Guy where he knocked over. He was in a sperm bank. And he goes, I could feel him writhing on me. You know, filled up all the cups.
Yeah.
Because what would they,
I'll be right out.
Yeah, what would they do? How does that even work? Here's the thing. Because
I don't know.
I thought, just like these idiots.
What do you do with yours when you're done? I told you you'd drink your own jizz.
That's piss, not jizz.
Wow. Well,
no, sure. Same thing. Yeah. It's kind of
well,
thick.
Yours.
Very thick.
Ed's the only person in the world with yellow jizz. Thin yellow jizz. Ed jizzes three times a day once when he gets out of bed.
I have inbred jizz. Oh, God. It makes dating complicated because.
Yeah. Why though? Is it? Are you just afraid of knocking someone up?
Well,
and them coming after child support? I'm not sure where you're going.
That would be a fear. Yeah, that would be a fear too.
I'm pretty sure. At your age,
a lot of dust comes
out.
A lot of dust.
It's like when they
not with his luck.
When they uncover a sarcophagus, that dust that falls off. That's your jizz.
Indiana Jones. Yeah.
Ed's in the Temple of Poon.
Temple of Poon. It is a real big giant ball rolling.
Yeah, it's yours.
It's my one big ball.
Oh, he's got big balls.
What's the other one that you wrote down?
Disposable cameras you wanted me to write down.
Yeah, listen. I cannot believe my dad used to always say,
Ed, I don't like you. He didn't
say that. My dad used to always say that everything is cyclical. Sick,
I'm telling you.
No, did I say it right? Cyclical?
Circular?
No, cyclical means
centrifugal?
It comes in a cycle. He said everything wrote, just like, remember when all of a sudden bootcut jeans came back and they were bell bottoms? Everybody goes, those are bell bottoms. They go, no, they're
bootcut. Now the mom jeans are back with the back pockets
Stop it. Are you kidding
me? True story.
What is this?
Remember how they had those mom jeans that went up real high?
Which were,
the ones the moms wore in the Bad News Bears movie.
I never.
Or Charlie's Angels.
I didn't get where there was between the back pocket and the, what would be the waist is about this much
about
fabric.
A foot.
of extra jean fabric.
Yeah.
What about the jeans that would flip over with the multicolored argyle? Remember the girls would roll over their front of their jeans?
That was because they had a belly and it was just comfortable. They just got away from the what was our buffet over here?
Old Town Buffet
or yeah, country, Amish Buffet.
No, that the girls would wear that because they would be narrowed down to the ankles and it had the same fabric.
When they flipped up the cup.
When they cupped
their jeans, yeah.
The mom jeans. I didn't realize mom jeans were coming back.
Oh, yeah.
You're kidding. Because those were so horrible. What I loved was when girls wore, it was...
leggings?
No, I do
yoga
love...
Yoga pants?
I do love those. No, when girls would wear it was real thin, like, but not... I'm going
to... Oh, God.
It was about this high, you know what I mean?
Oh, low-rise jeans.
Is that what they're called, low-rise?
Yeah.
That's
the zipper
sexy.
Was like this.
Zip, 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 zip. Those were so sexy.
It's like your zipper's down. How can you tell?
Dude, and that... I think those jeans... When did they come out? When did those...
Like back in the 70s.
Was it 70s?
Yeah.
Back in the 90s.
Wait a minute. Wait.
When they came back, maybe? I don't know, but Bell 70s... Bottom.
That was bell-bottom 70s, wasn't it?
But they were low-ride, way down hip-hugging.
Yeah, hip-huggers. There you go. Yeah, they were low-ride.
Yeah, right above the sniz.
Those, yes. And that encouraged girls to...
The nice halter top.
Yes. That encouraged... Because it showed the midriff. And that was sexy. Girls didn't...
Two tops. My God. The 70s tops, crazy. Yeah.
They didn't...
Two awesome man. Weed, tube tops. Wait, sorry.
Yeah.
Right.
The van with a bubble window in the side.
If this van's a rocking, don't come a knocking.
Right.
Your girlfriend's got a tube top around her waist.
Right. Right. Everything was cyclical. That generation of clothes. I loved that. I loved the girls that would wear not quite bell bottoms.
Are you hoping that your clothes come back in eventually? Is that why you keep wearing them? No.
They're never coming back in.
Yeah, those were never in.
No.
They went out and.
I loved it.
I got in Ed's truck today and he had a Canadian tuxedo on.
Yeah.
Dude, I looked
with
at him.
With the white bowling shoes.
I was like, you seriously have a Canadian tuxedo on, Ed?
I go, what the hell is a Canadian
tuxedo? He had his jean jacket on.
Yeah. You didn't know? Oh, my God.
I was like, dude.
Denim long sleeve shirt, denim pants. Oh, yeah.
I'm like, when you walk in the restaurant with me, you go six paces behind. We're not together.
This, for the audience, if you go to the, again, BitChute, Rumble, the YouTube, Odyssey, any way you can.
What was that? Don't look at my dirty underwear that was hanging over the top of the jacket right there. I saw that.
The hand tub.
Oh, it is dirty underwear.
So, Polaroid cameras.
This is an Armani jean jacket.
No, it's a piece of crap.
Anyway,
I'm just laughing at himself. Look at this.
No. Sometimes things come out and I can't stop it.
Right. So, no, what it is it made me think of a thing. But I saw just recently that there was a commercial. Now, it's one thing I started noticing the Japanese were coming out, first of all, with an Instamatic. All right.
Those have been out for a minute. But the pictures are super small.
Super small.
They're
right.
Like 2.5 by 2.5.
Right. That was a big thing because all these not anime girls,
cosplayers.
Cosplayers, thank you. We're using them with the girls with the little
bunny ears
cat ears with the headphones with the cat ears.
Right.
We're wearing it. And I thought, is this gonna be a trendy thing? I didn't get it, but they liked it because they could use the little things and put it on magnets, put it on whatever. So next thing I know, I'm online and I saw a full-blown commercial for a Polaroid Instamatic Polaroid camera.
Yeah.
Where it would eject and they were doing
it. The full picture?
Full picture. Like we grew up with.
You know what? They've never gone away, actually.
It was the picture is actually 480 by 720 pixel.
Well, you've always been able to buy Polaroid 600 film. It's always been hanging in a weird spot in Best Buy.
Are you kidding me? And I thought, well, who's going to do it? As soon as I saw that commercial, I went, wait a minute. Are they going to come back with the cameras, the old cameras with the big pole with the flash? remember?
It says, I can take my own D pictures again. I don't have to take them to the photo mat.
Well, that's the thing. Where does the film come? Did they even make film anymore? I didn't know.
Obviously they do if they're selling cameras.
Well, I didn't. Did it?
It's $49 a pack for six pictures.
That's probably.
Well, what made me think of this was because I watch a lot of overseas stuff like that. Is in these other countries, all our older stuff like that is now becoming trendy.
Right.
So now it's being recycled back into the fashion world.
Like disposable cameras.
Dude, do you think that I think those have always been because weddings. I think people.
Dude, I got to tell you about weddings. So this is quite a few years ago. We went to a wedding and it was me and the guy that I was talking about from the beer tasting and our wives and a bunch of people we know.
Right.
And they had disposable cameras on the tables.
Oh, God.
The people were in like the buffet line getting their food. We were taking said cameras to the bathroom and taking pictures of our balls and our buttholes and putting them back on the table because there'd be a table number on top of the camera. So when these people would take this camera in to get developed, they'd be like, here's anime. And, wait a minute. There's a wiener out here. Every table had our somebody's genitalia our table on it.
Are you
better get one of the captain?
remember the days? I didn't think. Where do you take
film to get developed now?
I didn't think.
I
know Walgreens
that.
And
photo mat.
They don't have photo mats no more. Walgreens develops. You can. I don't think they develop. You can take photos in,
and they make pictures of it.
they make pictures up.
Yeah, I don't know where you get film developed anymore.
Because I didn't know, first of all.
That was half the fun of having those cameras when you were a kid.
You ain't kidding.
Because you're like, oh, look at these pictures. Oh, I remember that. Look at that stupid. You're like, oh, my eyes are shut.
Yeah, right. You got to wait 6 weeks to get them back. And then they come back and go, oh, God, these suck.
Yeah.
And you'd always wonder if the guy, the creepy guy that was in that mono booth.
Made copies of them.
Did they?
Oh, they did. Let me tell you. Yes, they did.
Lab. But where did the guy, because it was, for the audience out there, if you're younger, I would say
You've never seen one. Under
what, 35?
Probably. I would say
that what they used to have, if you went to any shopping center.
In the middle, smack dab in the middle of the parking lot.
Smack
in the. Was a little hut.
It was just big enough you could drive on either.
Smaller than a Bigsby coffee.
Would you say it was 10 by 12?
No.
You think it was
probably smaller? 8 by 8.
It was small.
That's 10 by 10 maybe.
And I always wondered, because there were
with one. A pickup window.
With a pickup window on either side.
Yeah.
And you'd go, dude, where do you, if you got to go to the bathroom? There's not anything.
There was a basement in those.
I was wondering.
I have no idea. I completely made that up.
I really thought there probably was.
With the most serious look ever. That was great.
It wouldn't shock me if they had a tunnel system underneath.
They probably had like green toilets. The composting toilets.
A 2-liter bottle.
Or a box.
And the guy's sitting on it the whole
time. Shitting out your envelope of pictures. Wipe. He was out of toilet paper, so he went through one of them and pulled out like pictures and just wiped his ass with that.
That's where the missing photos went. You're like, wait a
toilet
minute.
Paper.
I know I had another. Look, the negative shows there was. There's the wiener on the negative. That's right. Because you know the
8 Polaroid pictures for $20.
Wow.
Did you just look it up?
Yeah, the camera's $150.
What? You know how many of those we threw away? Because
I still have one with film in it.
No way.
Yes. It's down here in the pit somewhere.
You get the original
Polaroid 600. Yeah, it's down here.
Didn't they use, wasn't there like a diesel or something in there?
There's a battery inside each one of those. I don't know how big it was.
Was it in the pack of film or in the camera?
Yeah, it's in the film.
Oh, okay.
It's like one, it's a one car big, battery.
It's a lantern battery.
Here's the Go Gen 2 everything box, $99.99.
That's another thing. Do you remember growing up, everything had like used
deep batteries? Dude, we had back in the day, we had what they called boom boxes.
Yes.
And it was just like 36
of them.
Yeah. 2 8-inch speakers, an analog radio, and 2 cassette decks. Thing weighed 50 pounds when you put the
forklift to put it in the back of your car.
And it had a handle so you could carry it around.
You know what? If I could find one, I'd buy it right now.
Dude, they used to have the group of McClintons. They had this boom box. It had lights in the speakers.
Nice.
Do you remember those? It would boot. But here's the thing. You put in one tape, like when Purple Rain came out, put it in and they did it, and it'd get about halfway through.
The batteries.
Because we couldn't afford to get like the good batteries.
No, we had to get like. It said battery, but it was silver.
Yeah, was that ever ready?
Rayovac.
Rayovac, the one that, you know, you could.
It had the cat on it, I think.
Those ones that we would get at Big Town.
It just said sell.
There's ones in Big Town that were like half full batteries.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean? Like they got them out of old clocks or something.
And you get them, and you're like, yeah, let's go play some. You know, because back in the day, we played outside all day.
Right.
No, it didn't matter what age you were. You were outside all day. So, you know, you'd get cocky and take your boombox to the basketball court and start shooting hoops. And like Ed said, you get halfway through side of the cassette. and there was no plug.
Do you know what the freaking worst thing ever?
You had to carry a dead boombox home.
No. Not only that.
On your bike.
Yeah.
Right. Is when the tape would get wound up. Use a pencil.
I became an expert at doing that.
Because you get it all.
Unless it was like a shit tape that you recorded over 50 times, you just yanked it out. You're like, fuck you. Fuck you, tape. Then you
nurse, pencil, please.
Cut your finger on it.
Oh, wait, cut finger. You said you cut your finger on aluminum foil.
Yesterday, I was lining a baking tray with aluminum foil yesterday, and I went to, like, seal the aluminum foil around the lip,
and I sliced my finger so bad it still hasn't, it has not sealed yet. I had blood going everywhere. I'm like, I even immediately texted that. I'm like, I just fucking cut my finger open.
Becky put three stitches in it and it's still not.
No, she just sat on the couch playing Power Watch on Xbox.
Laughing at you the whole time. Did you hold up your finger and you see it slide down like,
oh, dude.
What's wrong, honey? Huh? What'd you say?
I'm bleeding out. I just took a baby aspirin.
I'll be right there. I'm on a roll right now. I'll be right with you.
It's getting dark out already. It's only 2 in the afternoon. But yeah, man. And dude, it was one of those cuts you couldn't see at first.
Cold. I'm so cold.
And then you bent your finger back to look for it. And that's when it happened. The burn, the blood.
Oh, that's fun. When you bend it back.
Yeah.
You know, you stop it. Super glue, babe. Super glue.
I gotta super glue it.
Do you super glue it? Really?
Yeah. When
always.
Shows, you know, when we play shows, sometimes your fingers get cut on the strings.
Yeah.
You just super glue it.
It's always the high E.
You know, that's what it was invented for.
For Fink playing guitar?
I thought it was to hold that guy to the beam by his helmet.
That never worked, dude.
That guy was a midget.
And he had magnets in his thing. That's a
kid. No, it was invented during the Vietnam War for in the field to, quickly put people together so they could get them flying back. And
then they'd have to use alcohol to get it off.
Yeah, that's exactly right.
Probably worse than
94% alcohol. Peels it right off and
all swollen with the excess blood. Oh god!
That's how they did
it. Yeah, dude, cut it on aluminum foil.
That edge.
How thick was your aluminum?
I use heavy duty. Cheap.
Oh, do you?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's like those plates they lay on the road when they.
Yeah.
Junk, junk.
It's hard to get off the roll. Believe me.
You get. It's just.
But dude, I had to put on like a rubber glove because it wouldn't stop bleeding, and I had to cook food.
It's all full.
It was filling it up like a water balloon. Maybe if I drink it, it'll go back in my system. And now I crave it.
He awakes after dark.
It's all in your teeth.
Oh, yeah. It looked like I ate one of those cavity finders or the plaque finders from
remember that? Way back when we were little kids, they'd give you those at school and every kid would be in there.
King teeth, you know? And there was always that one kid, his whole mouth was pink. We're like, ooh.
Really, did you eat one of those things? No, why?
It's just my gums. Right. Got big gums.
Oh, God, no. I wanted to ask you that, too. Dude, and I screwed up my back. I wanted to tell you
this,
too.
Well, I told you your lawn was too wet.
Right. For the audience out there.
Listen.
I got a chance to try. First of all, he told me, Monk, have you mowed yet or no? Because I went
over. Oh, yeah. I mowed the front, and Mrs. Monk mowed the back. And
you still have mowed? Because when I was over your house, you hadn't mowed it yet. Did you?
Yeah, I did. I did it like a week before. You couldn't even tell.
No. Yeah, it
grew. Yeah, I got to mow mine again already.
I haven't mowed in a while, and it got so spongy because it's like
nonstop raining here in Ohio,
and it even rained again today.
It just it's gonna take a day and it's gonna dry up and then it's gonna rain the next day,
right?
And I had to plant a bunch of grass. All that seed is gone.
We oh yeah,
downpours for like 2 days straight.
All ran away. There's somewhere
my curb is lush. The curb in the street is lush.
it's all
but like, I got a 10x8 bear patch in my front yard.
Right, dude. Have you ever seen that stuff that you buy
and it's got the green in it?
Yeah, it
I haven't even seen that in years. Do they still make it?
Yeah, it's like it's real foamy, and I want to say foam. It's very fluffy, you know what I mean? And you throw it on your lawn. It's very
is that almost like it's mixed with like crushed up newspaper or something?
Yeah. Yeah, so like cellulose. Yeah, cellulose. And in fact, there's ones that it's encapsulated. The seed is encapsulated with something that keeps it protected from the sun. And because, you know,
your grass seed doesn't want sun.
Yeah, God forbid.
That's another thing. It's like you throw it out and all the birds just appear in the
the birds in my yard. I'm like, God dang it. I went out there, I thatched it, I roughed it up,
Ed's out there throwing bird seed in the yard trying to grow it.
Then the next
it's cheaper
days.
Than grass. Grass seed was $50. Bird seed's $8.
Grass seed is expensive.
Something's gonna grow.
And it does.
You got the best weed patch in town.
Here's the thing. I used to have this neighbor, and he told me, his name is George. He's passed on since when I had my old house over there. He goes,
and I don't like you either.
Your dad told me, we're not going to like you.
When they moved in, it was a spec house, but there were certain, they'd use sod.
Yeah.
You know, they put on the spec house, and that his house was, and, you know, some of it didn't take. And so I go, are you going to do anything with it? He goes, it's grass. Sooner or later, it'll grow. He goes, I could die, and in a million years, it'll be grass. He goes,
smart man.
He goes, it's okay. And I said, aren't you worried about weeds? He goes, do you know what weeds are? Grass.
Grass.
He goes, it's all green. It doesn't matter. Like he was one of those that said, there's people that are obsessed, don't like dandelions in their lawn. He goes, he loved them. He goes, you know everything on a dandelion's edible?
You know what? You want to hear something really cool?
What's that?
I've been drinking dandelion tea every day.
Get out of here.
Is
really?
It homemade?
Yep. No. I don't have any growing yet. I think like one or two. I don't have enough. But no. Yeah, I bought it. Bought it online. Bags of dandelion tea. It's good for you. It's good for you.
Out of the yellow head? What's it made out of?
I don't know. It says dandelion root tea. I don't know what's in it. It's just like chunks of little things.
Yeah. When I was younger, my grandfather used to make dandelion wine.
Yes.
Yes. It's.
They said
you can buy them in a grocery store. You'll buy dandelion leaves there.
Really? They said they said this dude told me. He said everything on a dandelion from the head, the stem,
everything you like. Head, stem,
the stalk.
More head.
More stock.
They just like they say cattails. Everything on a cattail not a cat, like a real cat.
Like the that grow around a pond?
Yes. They said that the stalk can be used like a straw. The top part can be used to filter water if you're in a thing of survive mode. The roots are edible.
Oh yeah, you can lay under the water and use it as a straw to survive so like that people can't see you laying in the water. I always see that in the movies.
It's not that.
That's bamboo.
That's bamboo. Not,
close enough.
But they said, and the roots, like he's drinking dandelion tea, the roots are edible on cattails. I wouldn't try it. Maybe you would.
No.
Maybe I can. We can do.
I think you should try it. We'll do it over here. We'll make a show.
We could have Wayne try it.
Wayne will try it.
Him or Jeffrey Newton.
Wayne will eat it. He eats anything.
You know what? We'll make Byron eat it.
Here, Byron, try this dandelion beer. You got to make yourself in your stomach. Just chew these up, Rachia. You'll be all right.
But the guy said anything. He said, the grass, don't worry about it. Let it just cut it, whatever. If it's weeds. The only thing I had a problem with my lawn, which I don't hear, but I did over there where there were grubs.
Yeah.
And grubs. Like the and you could lift.
That's what happened to my lawn. That's why I got that patch.
Did you?
Yeah, and of course, we had a mild winter, so skunks and deer eat grub too.
Oh yeah, deer, raccoons will rip the living shit out of it.
Like somebody rode like dirt bikes through my lawn.
Are you really?
Yeah, my lawn's bad. I had to put down grub killer.
Do you have deer? You never had deer in your backyard, did you?
They were in my front yard. Our neighbor caught them on his doorbell camera.
They're
like, yeah, you got deer in your
lawn. They were pushing the button going, ding, 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 ding.
Hey, you guys, do you know anybody that's got any grubs in their lawn?
I'm trying to sell you magazine subscriptions.
I'm trying to get my trip.
God damn it, where's my doorbell? Hello, I'm a deer.
He's
Candy Graham.
Do you have any grubs?
Selling candy bars and everything.
Oh, that was, yeah.
Oh, God.
So what happened to your back?
What happened was is I decided to mow. Okay, first of all, the goddamn belt on my...
mower deck?
On my push mower. Self-propelled.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
The thing popped up.
So I'm having issues with mine.
I got to take it all. I got it all apart in the other garage, but I'm like, God damn it. So I pushed
in the other garage.
I have two garages.
Yeah, one's full of shit and the other one's full of shit.
Full of more shit.
Yeah, we have a back garage that has the mowers and everything.
Shittier shit.
Yeah.
And so
there's premium shit and lower tier shit.
That's it's graded. You know?
Yeah. The better shit. Put it in this garage.
It's tier two.
tier two shit level. So I was like, God damn it. So I got it all apart and I'm like, I got frustrated. You know, dude, have you ever gotten where
you had to walk away?
I was half tempted to say, fuck you, I'm trading you in.
Yep.
And I'm going to go buy me a new mower.
That's where
I'm
going. He goes, oh, wait, I can't do that.
Put on my Lowe's card. Thank God I got Rakes' credit card number. No, I was like, God damn it. So I have a rider. I have a
zero
turn radius for the rest of the lawn. Because what I do is I do edge with the push mower and then the rest with the thing. So I said, I get it out. First goddamn thing, I pull it out. I can back it out and stuff. And then I go forward on a zero turn radius. I don't have a wheel.
Right. It's two joystick. Well, two handles.
Yeah, two handles. And they go down and they're bolted into staffs, you know, thing. So I go, and one of them went, and the screw. I'm like, God damn it. And the screws went, and the thing started going, and you're laughing at me. Get right. You see what I'm going?
Did you almost hit one of your piece of shit cars?
Oh no! Stop it! Stop it! You're gonna run over those shitty balloon houses.
Oh, there goes the bushes.
You might never stop it. Oh, there we go.
I was like, God damn it. So I hit the stop button. You know, there's a stop. Like, God damn it. So I got to go and I get out my ratchet set. Okay. I have an older ratchet set.
With only two sockets?
No. It was a nice ratchet set.
They only fit on square head nuts. It's so old.
It's from the 40s.
Everything's slotted.
Put together the very first tank during World War One.
No, worse. I put tools in the back of my truck. You know, Monk and I were talking about that.
Now they're rusty.
The condo truck in your garage.
No, my pickup truck. So I told Monk, you know, we were talking about tools. I thought the same thing too, rust. And there was this thing you can buy that you can put.
It's called a toolbox.
No,
and it goes in your house.
There's a thing you could put in, supposedly put it, and it stops your tools from rusting.
A dehumidifier of some sort?
No, it's this little weird stony thing that absorbs whatever rust.
A moisture stone?
Something. Yeah, something.
He keeps putting those little packs that come in everything he buys, like from Amazon and shit, the little death salt.
Yeah. The damp red. It's all slushing around. Well, God damn it. If I had a thing in there of lube, of some type of lube,
I'm sure there's plenty of lube down here. Old anal Eddie. If you eat your own jizz, I'm sure you like things in your butt.
I never said
it's that. Written down right here.
Oh, okay. Must be because you wrote on your thing. It must be real. So I was like, God damn. And it was, I think it was like a silicone or something I put in there in my toolbox. Well, in the back of the goddamn bed of the truck, it rattled around and it hit and went.
So everything now, covered in lube.
Everything's waterproofed and rust-proofed.
Everything's slippery and everything. And I'm like, God damn it.
It'll be all right.
So I get out the tools and then here's the thing. Up. Now, I thought I would be smart eons ago, and you can buy these things where you put all the ratchet heads on.
The socket?
Socket heads on. I'm sorry.
Yeah, it's like a long, it's about a foot and a half long. And it fits all the sockets.
And it has
little. And it's like a compression thing.
Right, yes. And you.
Yeah.
And you can go in the sides and everything
else.
Those
wear down eventually.
Worse. What happened is now.
They all got rusty now because they were all together. The first time ever in Ed's life, all his tools were in one place and they got wet.
And they never separated again.
They're rusted to that little thing.
Well,
he can't even break them loose.
It looks like Zamfir's pan flute. He's out in his driveway.
So I'm like, God damn it, dude. Because I couldn't get them off because they were covered in this goddamn lube. So I'm like, I can't get the ratchet off. So I, in my brain power, decide I'm going
to
get.
Were you about to rage?
I have. Yes.
Okay. That's when you do dumb stuff.
Right. So I went and got my vice grips. All right. And I went to go put it on a, one of those things and pull. And have you ever had it pinch?
Oh, yeah.
Right on like the.
Yeah.
That's it. That from that, as soon as I did that, I went, son of a bitch. And I chucked that thing. I did find an open end and was able to tighten this back up.
Oh, misfire.
So I finally got the handle right so I all can right, steer so this
ready
fucking
to, you're
thing.
Ready to roll.
I'm already furious. All right.
But you said last week that mowing the lawn is calming.
That's what I thought. And I thought, that's bad. Fine. That's, I get the mower start again. I'm on
you got
my,
your butt plug in because you have all kinds of lube. Sit on the seat, crank her up, and you're going to bounce around the yard.
Right. No, but right, no.
It says right here, Ed has a butt plug. I can't lie about that.
Because it's written.
You wrote the show notes. Come on.
Right. Look at the look on it.
Old jizz-eating, anal-loving, butt-plugging Ed.
That's a long business card.
I didn't write it.
But I'm like, God damn it. So I start.
Well, we're going to get them printed.
Start going. Don't say that to Monk ever because he will print them up.
So we're going to make them tomorrow.
He'll get a t-shirt.
Coming home from work early.
So I start going around, you know, close to
the house.
I'm mowing close to the house.
I don't have a lawnmower. That sucks.
Where it, what'd you say?
I said, I don't have a lawnmower sound. That sucks.
Oh, so that it edges away. So it's dry enough that I could do near the house a little bit. And the freaking, your dog never chase you when you mowed?
We put our dog in the house because we didn't want to hit our dog with a lawnmower.
But it would chase you, right?
Yeah.
I want to hit our dog.
Ed's dog chewed the tire off the lawnmower.
So this dog is running, chasing me the whole time. All right. Now, I figured the dog.
Is it the lawnmower or he doesn't like you?
I think it's a mower.
C, all of the above.
Right. He's running around and he got in one spot. I'm not blaming on dogs since I'm in control.
You were blaming the dog.
And I went wrong way and I hit a slick spot and you know those baloney tires on.
Well, how old are the tires that are on there?
Yeah, but it's a rider. There's enough weight on there. It should keep you. I'm just
negative ghost rider.
A dry lawn. You know, I'm not bahing with it.
Or but, are you?
But I went and I got stuck.
Thinking get stuck. Or
oh,
just
yeah. I sank. And I was like, dude, I'm going to take a photo. Now that it rained.
Is it still back there?
Oh, no. Don't include
it. Yes, it is.
No, it's not. No.
Yes,
wait.
It is.
No. So I was like, mother.
He had to take old sway back there to pull it out.
Put it in 4WD. Come on, hook it up, Mom. I know you can't see, but give us some gas. It doesn't matter where you go.
So
what's the worst that can happen?
So I got stuck, and then I'm already fuming. I took those weights on it. You know, there's weights on the front of a rider. I took the weights off thinking that'll help get it a little less weight.
Did you put them under the back tires?
Why are there weights on it when you're mowing the lawn?
They're on a...
Aren't those meant for, like, wintertime when you're plowing snow?
No.
Zero turn needs the weight on the front.
Oh, okay. Okay, I forgot you got to... Everything you got one of them fancy ones.
Yeah, it keeps the wheels.
The
on.
The garden bug.
Yeah, and so it got stuck, and I
did
was.
You ever see the garden bug?
I used to have one.
And then I get so angry. You go out there and try and lift and move
you're like,
it.
I have the power. And that's when it happened.
And so I went, and I realized.
And you did it, didn't you? Because you were so mad.
I was, and I didn't have.
Did
the
you throw it?
No, the mower. It's out in
fuck
the
yeah.
In my head, it went again into
it landed
Lake Erie.
On the dog,
right?
Because it was his fault,
right? So I got it moved enough, but it wouldn't come out. So I called my brother and I said, "Dude, on your way home," which I didn't realize he was at work. I wasn't paying at the time of day. I said, "Can you stop by the house?" He come by. He drove in the back lawn and he goes, "You know, you can't go back here. You'll get stuck." No shit. And I'm not looking at him, but I was like, no shit. And I slid over in it. So, but he put a come along on there, yanked me out. And I was so mad. I said, I'm done. Have you ever
been there?
Have you get so mad, no matter what you need, you're like, I'm done.
Yeah, because you can't win. You're just like, fuck this.
I'm so angry and furious because then I thought what you were saying, next thing you know, if I go to the front
and then you rage and then you do something dumb.
And then I do something dumb. And then so I was gonna figure, well, I was gonna do it, but it rained again today. And I thought I'd mow later today.
Now it's really stuck. It's 3 feet deep.
Dude, I'm gonna take photos tomorrow of this.
I just did. I sent you a photo.
No, not of my house.
No, I sent you a photo of your lawnmower.
Did you? I'll have to put it up. I'll use it in the video. We're way over, so we can end it here. We're going to be leaving you too with Guy Arthur, Runaway. Check it out, all this stuff. Good show today. You've been listening to Late Night with Ed Money here on our website, which is Ed Money or LateNightWithEdMoney.com, where it's where people have real conversations about life. Normally, listen to myself, Ed Money. Right over here is CPAP Chuck.
We'll see ya.
It was a whistling.
I swallowed a straw, and it's not all the way out yet.
just stick it a little bit where it's making the whistly sound.
Yeah. So when I run, it sounds super cool.
You guys hear that? You can hear him, but you cannot see him because you're not worthy as the fuck. And audience members, again, like, share, subscribe, tell two friends. It makes a world of difference for the algorithm. Always remember that you are somebody, and don't be materialistic because it gets you nowhere. And after that, we are out of here.
You've been listening to Late Night with Ed Money, brought to you by Three Bowls of Crunch Production. Late Night with Ed Money is a copyrighted show, and any unauthorized reproduction for sale is strictly prohibited without written and or verbal consent from Ed Money. Otherwise, we'll find out where you live and beat the shit out of you. Thank you for listening.